more freely in and around Belfast recently. Now, a few minutes ago, I listed all the places that are pretty stagnant, and it's the same places that we've been talking about for the best part of 10 years. But apparently things have improved, and we're told it's down to the decision back in February to allow private taxis into the city's bus lanes for a 12-week period. And now many of Belfast's taxi companies have come together to call for all taxis to be allowed into all bus lanes permanently. Let me speak to William McCausland, who's the Phonacab owner. He's on the line. William, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very, very well, William. Just remind us where exactly the private taxis were allowed to use the bus lanes during this 12-week period. There were some restrictions, weren't there?
Yeah, Frank. It was just in around all the city centre lanes. So that's basically from sort of Shaftesbury Square and the Albert Bridge in towards the city centre, round by the City Hall. So all those lanes, which are mostly the 12-hour lanes, you know, that are on all day. Then the other ones were the rapid transport links that are going to come, which is the Newton Arch Road from Dundonald into Belfast and the Falls Road from Andersonstown down the Falls right into the city centre.
I said on the programme years ago that I thought this would be a good idea to let all the taxis use the bus lanes because they are carrying out a public service, so to speak. Now, it's to my disadvantage because I drive a private car, and whenever I get to, you know, the double arrow that allows you then to use the bus lane, or the bus lane has ended, there tend to be very few people in it, and I manage to negotiate my way out of the traffic into the bus lane or into what used to be the bus lane and then back out of the bus lane when I have to, following all the rules. If indeed the taxis are going to be in all of the bus lanes, this is going to be a serious disadvantage to the like of me, who'll never be able to actually get out of my lane into the inside lane when I want to.
Well, I don't think it would be, Frank, because, you know, letting all the taxis, and they're all, you know, on the same class, they're all classified as public hire taxis now with the new legislation. So it's Class A and Class B public hire taxis. But, I mean, the amount that are there and the amount that are travelling the lanes, there hasn't been a massive increase in the traffic in the lanes. There's been a reasonable increase, but it certainly hasn't made it that congested that you couldn't get back into them whenever they finish. The other thing that should help the normal motorists like yourself is that while the taxi is in the lane, it's in the outside lane where you would be, so therefore your lane has slightly less traffic in it, so that should hopefully improve the flow of the normal traffic lanes, along with, you know, the taxis moving obviously faster in the bus lane.
Yeah, I'm buying this. I am. I believed before that the taxis should be in the bus lane. Anything to get over this annoyance that crosses my mind as a driver, when you look to the left and you see a big, long, you know, distance of tarmac, hundreds and hundreds of metres of tarmac.
Empty corridor.
What a great way to describe it. You look in your rearview mirror and you just see all this tarmac being wasted because there's no bus coming. And you're sitting and sitting and sitting and you're wondering...
Yeah, well, could I mention a few important points probably that we would see? You know, an important one is that the real advantage to us as a service is the improvement to the customer, i.e. the real improvements with the taxi being able to use the bus lane is, A, when the customer's in the cab, they're able to get to the destination quicker and cheaper, because obviously taxi meters that are now compulsory in all taxis work on time and distance. So therefore, if you're sitting in traffic, the customer's paying more, so therefore if they can use what we were calling there the empty corridor, they can get the customer to their destination faster, and therefore their fare is less and the time to get there is less.
Yeah,
the other important thing that we've found is in around the city centre, when people are ringing or, you know, using the app, as now a lot of people are doing, you know, they're ordering a cab and the cab is able to get to them quicker because it's able to use the bus lanes, you know, in May Street or the bus lanes in Wellington Place to get round the City Hall, which is always very heavy, you know, all day. So you're able to get round there and get the customer picked up faster, which obviously makes the customer happy as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very, very good point. And I know Phonacab, Grantia Taxis, Knock Cabs, 24/7 Cabs, Value Cabs, Cedar Cabs, they were among the professionals who were at this meeting that you've had, where you're going to lobby. If you had a government to lobby, you would lobby them to try and get the rules changed where the taxis can permanently use the bus lanes. Is there? It sounds like, the more I talk about it, the more I realise it sounds like such common sense. So do you think you'll make progress on it?
Well, we hope so. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of support from the general public, especially, obviously, our customers here getting cheaper fares and faster taxis. I mean, that's a no-brainer, if you like to call it. I mean, cities like, you know, Liverpool, Dublin, they're the same situation. You know, the taxis are using the bus. They've been using the bus lanes in Dublin forever. I mean, and nobody thinks anything of it.
Have Liverpool not actually done away with the bus lanes?
Oh, well, actually, sorry, they had the taxis in them, and then I think they've done away with them now completely.
Yeah, so that's what was my next question.
That's an argument for another day.
Yeah, but is there a possibility that, and to use that great term you used, this empty corridor, that if we see so much tarmac, that maybe they will realise that the bus lane scenario doesn't work?
I don't know. I think there's been that much invested in it that I don't think it's really something that they would choose to do, especially with the massive investment coming in this rapid transport system. You know, I don't know the numbers, but I know it's a lot of money's being spent here, and I certainly don't see them just pulling the plug on it that easily.
Yeah, so let's presume that we will still have the bus lanes. Certainly in other cities, I'm almost certain in Newcastle upon Tyne, where I go back and forward to family there, the taxis are in the bus lanes also. It does seem like the common sense thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly whenever you know, the majority of taxis in Belfast would be Class B taxis, you know, the like of taxis from Phonacab and Grantia, Value, you know, Eagle, Knock, these ones you're mentioning. You know, these would be the majority of taxis on the road. So therefore, surely it makes sense for them to be in. There's one other very important point to make. We talked about Class A and Class B taxis. The differentiation is whether they can carry a wheelchair or not. So a Class A taxi is a saloon car. A Class B is usually, you know, like of a van, you know, a minibus type that can take a wheelchair in the vehicle. So it has the wheelchair symbol on its sign. It is allowed to go down the bus lane. So we have both vehicles on our fleet. So therefore, a customer can ring up this morning and get a Class B taxi, which is a wheelchair vehicle. They're not a wheelchair customer. They're just a normal customer who happens to get one of the wheelchair accessible vehicles coming to pick them up. They're able to pick them up, drive them down the bus lane, get them to where they're going, maybe in, you know, two-thirds the time and for probably two-thirds the price. And then the next day, the same customer ends up exactly the same time, and one of the saloon car Class A taxis arrives, and it takes, you know, 30% longer to get there, and it's 30% dearer. Yeah. You know, how do you justify or rationalise that to a customer? There is no logic in it from their point of view.
Yeah, it's another strong point. What about the black taxis, the public hire taxis? Are they all, which class are they?
They're Class B now, but there is no such a thing as Belfast public hire. There's just public hire Class A and Class B.
Okay, and they're all Class B.
Yeah, they have wheelchair accessibility, the same as the like of the minibuses and stuff on our fleet.
And the picking up, have the rules changed on that, or are we still where we used to be with that?
No, well, it's any taxi can pick up within 2 miles of Belfast, and then anybody that has a wheelchair accessible Class B taxi can pick up anywhere in Belfast and can pull onto the taxi ranks in Belfast.
Okay, so can you be hailed in and around Belfast, your cars?
The Class B ones can be hailed anywhere. The Class A ones, which is the saloon cars, can be hailed anywhere further out than the Chelsea Bar or, you know, the roundabout in the Ravenhill Road.
Okay, so are you saying you can be, if it's a saloon car and it's got your telephone number on the roof of it, it can be, I can flag it down outside of the
2 miles radius.
Yeah, so if I go out past the Chelsea Bar, the King's Hall, I can flag you down, but I can't flag you down at Queen's University.
Yeah, you can flag us down at the Albany, but you can't flag us down at the Chelsea.
Right. So that's, and is that a relatively new rule?
Well, that was the rule that came in whenever the meters and all that stuff came in, so that's probably about a year and a half now.
Yeah, because I thought that was on a trial basis. That's a permanent thing.
Yeah, that's permanent. It always was that saloon cars could be hailed at 5 miles outside of Belfast. When all the regulations were changed, the area was reduced to 2 miles.
Right, I got
the city centre is just the wheelchair accessible vehicles, and outside in the suburbs, you can flag down any car.
Right, you can tell from the way I'm talking to you, William, that I don't use public transport very much. I actually, and I have to put my hand up here and admit this, did I say this before on the radio or not? Because there's a possibility that we might be moving premises, the radio station might be moving to new premises over the next 18 months, that indeed I might no longer have the attraction that is my car parking space out the front of Havelock House. And because of that, I've been considering how I would get to work. And one of the things I thought about was a taxi. A taxi every day would seem like, you know, a big spend. I was looking at the buses and I just can't get myself to want to stand at a bus stop and trundle from one stop to the other on the way into work. I just think that would, you know, I'd be travel sick by the time I would get into the city centre. And I looked at the trains and I had to go to Dunmurry train station, which is my local train station, and work out which side of the line goes to Belfast and which side goes out to Lisburn. I've now conquered that. And I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, the train is the future for me. A taxi would cost me a fortune, wouldn't it? The Dunmurry area, well, Belfast city centre and back every day.
It would cost a fair bit of money. And certainly if we are allowed in the bus lanes, it would be cheaper. If we're not allowed in the bus lanes, it would make a fairly substantial difference. But see, because there's a large bus lane down the Lisburn Road, you know, the whole way from Dunmurry, it would make a significant difference. I would say it could maybe save 30% on the fare.
Yeah, you know, but you're not calling for a bus lane the whole way from Dunmurry to the King's Hall,
are
you?
A lot of bus. What I'm saying is, there's a substantial amount of bus lane already there if we were able to use it.
Yeah, but you see, if they put a bus lane in from Dunmurry to Finnahy to the King's Hall, I'm going to quit working. I'm going to be tearing my hair out trying to get to work.
Well, they have bus lanes already, do they not, round Blacks Road and down in through Finnahy? There's one there as you come into Finnahy and through the middle of Finnahy.
But importantly, they don't have one from Finnahy Village to the King's Hall. If they put one there, the entire operation from Lisburn to Belfast would be snarled up. I think that's why they've foregone that stretch, to allow people to make some progress. However, we'll live in hope that they don't introduce it.
Well, live in hope that they don't put it in. I mean, I'm certainly not asking for any more bus lanes, I'll say that.
Yeah, William, I think I'm looking at the text here. The majority of people seem to be in favour of the taxis being in the bus lanes, but we'll throw it out and see what they think.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay,
Frank.
William, thank you very much indeed. William McCausland from Phone a Cab. You see, I know when some of you are saying you're not arguing with that man at all. I'm not, because he's talking sense. Let me speak to Kieran, who's on this line. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes,
Frank, I just phoned about the bus lanes, the cameras in the town.
Yes.
Frank, it's actually, I was thinking, as a safety perspective for taxi drivers, they should definitely be allowed in the bus lanes. Because, like, if you drop someone off, if there's a bus lane and the camera picks it up, the taxi man will be fined for the day, which will basically cost him his day's wages.
Yeah.
So he's having to stop at the other side of the road to let people run across the road to avoid that there. So for anything else, safety alone, taxi men should be definitely allowed in those bus lanes.
Yeah, it's a very simple point, but it is indeed relevant as well, because it's much safer to park at the curb to allow your passengers out, and people expect to get out where they're going to when they're in a taxi. That's the reason you use a taxi, because it goes the whole way to the destination. John's on this line. Morning, John.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, John.
Good. Frank, the point I wanted to make here, and it's just covered part of it, it's a safety element. The other point that I wanted to make was the help that private taxis are to the people who have hospital appointments. We can pick them up at the door and take them down the bus lane, and in some cases, take them to the very door, rather than have to drop them across a busy road and stuff like that, which can be very dangerous for them.
Do you think you will have an open ear from government when they're all back in position and it'll be signed off where the taxis can use all of the bus lanes?
Well, all of the people I used, who use my taxi, are very much in favour of it. It gets them there quicker and it gets them there cheaper. And that's very important points to the public. And after all, we're there to serve the public.
Yeah, John, I know I'm getting a bit of stick here from whoever on the text. I'm just glancing out of my left eye as I'm talking to you, and you feel that I'm very against the bus lanes. But I'm entitled to an opinion. We've lived with it for, how long is it now? 3-4 years, whatever length of time that we've had the bus lanes. And they've been a serious inconvenience to me personally. So I'm entitled to an opinion. If I have someone on here from the Green Lobby and they are making really good points, and very often we have them on and they do make excellent points. For example, if you use the park and ride facility at any of the outlying areas in the city and come in then on the bus, you'll probably get in much quicker than taking your car into town. You will get in much quicker. You will be in a bus, which I'm sure is a very comfortable unit to travel in. I personally don't like, you know, trundling along and stopping. You know, I get travel sick doing the like of that. But if you want to arrive more quickly, if you want to take your car to a park and ride, you would certainly be helping the environment. There's a lot of pluses in the bus lane. But for people who have spent significant money buying a car and who are running a car and who've got a private interest in being in the city and who need to be there at a certain time and who may have other things to do during the course of the day and need access to their car, they are disadvantaged by the bus lanes. So surely we're entitled to have an opinion on that.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.